there is a direct benefit. There is a direct fiscal benefit to that.
Yellowstone County Attorney Scott Twito and others had suggested an Eastern Montana satellite crime lab to deal with the growing amount of evidence law enforcement needs analyzed to move cases to court.
Because every time that I have to move to continue a trial, when some test or something isn't done, that's an expense to our system, to everybody in this region.
So nearly 1 year after House Bill 512 was signed into law, that lab is a reality. It's in space leased from the Billings Clinic. The bill's main sponsor is State Representative Dale Mortensen of Billings.
It's awesome.
Did you ever think you'd see this day? I mean, because there was a time when 512 was in jeopardy.
That is correct. We had some hitches in the get-along, if you will, and at times I was starting to worry about it. But I was overall confident.
Mortensen credits his fellow legislators in both the House and Senate and from both political parties. A number of legislators and law enforcement officials attended the lab's grand opening. State Attorney General Tim Fox says the lab just began processing evidence.
The Billings lab will focus on drug identification services. Expansion will help law enforcement agencies in eastern Montana better respond to the growing number of drug cases.
The state's main crime lab remains in Missoula. Phil Kinsey is the division administrator of the Forensic Science Lab. He says the Billings lab is staffed by two chemists, an evidence technician, and another staffer.
It's expected that the two analysts here should be able to process about 700 drug cases in a year.
Kinsey says currently 70% of the drug cases involve methamphetamine, but more chemically complex substances such as spice or bath salts are also submitted for analysis. He says that type of evidence can take longer to analyze. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.